I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine is tomorrow. Throughout Russia, some Christian denominations have been silent regarding the war in Ukraine. Now, more and more unsanctioned Christian activities are being investigated. Eric Foley with the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says,
the logic of the Russian government is, okay, yeah, but you're not registered. And that makes you suspicious, especially at this time. And it's not enough to not speak out against the war. Why are you not being supportive? So the expectation now for Russian Protestants is, hey, you should be doing things to tend to wounded soldiers. You should be gathering materials and sending them to the soldiers and so forth. And of course, that puts the church on the horns of a dilemma.
Pray for Russian Christians facing challenges to remain fixed on the gospel. And Haiti's unraveling situation has hindered gospel outreach. World Missionary Press supplies scripture booklets for ministries sharing the gospel in Haiti, but gangs have restricted port access for months. Meanwhile, local partners keep working with what they have. Helen Williams tells us,
we do have material there. Our people are giving out food. They're giving out rice. They're meeting whatever physical needs they can, but they've got the literature, and they're giving the literature as well.
WMP will soon send a shipment of scripture booklets to a new partner based in Dominican Republic, where thousands of Haitians have sought safety. Pray that God uses the literature to encourage Haitians and lead them to trust in Jesus during this difficult time.
The Lord has had the literature arrive a little ahead of the crisis, if you will. So even though it's hard to get in right now, there's literature there being distributed.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.